بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا، اللهم ربنا زدنا علما. Dear brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Last time we discussed the, or finished talking about the first fundamental of these three fundamentals, which is knowing Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Okay. Tonight we need to talk about the second fundamental aspect of Islam. Yes, brother, go ahead.
The second fundamental principle, the knowledge of the religion of Islam with its supportive evidences.
But here in the beginning, we have to say that the translator used the word religion. Actually, this word is not suitable for Islam. The correct word in Islam should be deen. Deen is a big and wider. Religion is not suitable for Islam, actually. Discussion on this will go take us in English, and the we don't want to go so deep in that. But he said with supportive evidence. يعني a Muslim should know Islam with evidences. Why? Because when you want to make da'wah, remember when we talked about Surah Al-Asr, we said that all human beings, as I told you in Surah Al-Asr, are losers, except those people who have these four conditions. The knowledge of Islam, the practice, the da'wah, the patience. Then, now, a Muslim who is knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing Islam, and he's practicing, in order to call people for Islam, which is part of his duty in this life, he needs to have the evidence. He cannot just come to people and say, no, this is haram, this is halal, do this, don't do this. Nobody. Yani people will not come and accept what he says like this. Who are you to talk to? And who are you? Who are you to tell me this is haram or this is halal? Okay, this is if he makes da'wah. Of course, if he's telling his children or telling the people, yani who is less than him, that's another case. We're talking about when he makes da'wah. When he comes to the mosque and say, yani to the Muslims, this is haram, don't do it. People will not accept it so easy. Unless he has the evidence. Now the evidence doesn't mean that he has to memorize the Holy Quran. Over the Quran, or memorize all the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Bukhari, Muslim, and so on. But at least he will know the evidence, Quran, ayah, or hadith on this case. That's why Allah, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us, "Balighu anni walau ayah." One ayah, you know it, you understand the meaning of it, then you make tabligh for it. You tell people what does it mean, tell people what to do. Waqimu salah. What does it mean? Means make salah? No. No. Means make true salah. Truly. Aqeem, yani if you say aqeem, iqamah means you make a person who is sitting standing. Not only so you make salah as straightening thing. Not just go and make salah. He doesn't say wasallu. He doesn't say sallu. He said wa aqeemu salah. And aqeemu here makes the thing straight. Make the thing straight. Iqamah means not going left or right. It's just straight. So make salah straight, as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. See, he didn't say وَأَقِيمُ الزَّكَاةَ. No. He said وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. So it differs in Arabic in these two verses. طيب. So we need to learn, if a Muslim ever learn one ayah or one hadith in one case, then he can make da'wah for it. He make balagh or tabligh for it. He knew, as an example, one case of shirk. And he saw his people around him falling into it. Okay? Like, let's give an example, the amulet. Amulet or the ta'weez, as you call it in Urdu. Huh? Something is hanged on the neck or in the arm, okay, to seek protection. Now, as you remember, we discussed this maybe, and we'll discuss it again one more. It's three levels. Whether it's major shirk, or it is minor shirk, or it's only haram. If you know the person is depending on this, and this thing is containing some shirky things, then it is major shirk. Now, you knew it now. You have the evidence. As the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من تعلق شيئا وكل إليه. And so on, the other hadith. You know the hadith. You understand the meaning of it? You go to the person and tell him, listen, this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. You should not use this. You should not depend on it and protection. So now, it's the case of evidence. You should have the supportive evidence of the case you're calling for. Yani, we're not talking about the case of practicing. No. We're talking about the next step, which is calling. Because practicing, as long as you are convinced, you heard the person who says that this is haram, and maybe he gave you the evidence, and you did not memorize the evidence, but you are convinced that this is what Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, so I'm doing it because Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in such and such hadith, I do not remember. Now, practicing is okay, no problem here. But calling people, you should know the evidence. And our duty in this life is not only to practice Islam, but also to call for it. And that's actually natural. It's a reality, because if a person is convinced with something, he will call for it. If you now, if you know that this road is broken in the end because of a flood or for any reason, and you see people are going there, you probably will stop your car and say, don't go. You may have trouble with them to stop them from going this road. Why? Because you have complete and full belief that this road is broken, so if someone will go this road, he will fall down and he will die. Now, is this the case for us? When we come to believe in Islam and we know it and we practice it, we will love it. We will call people for it. Why will a person become greedy or conjuice? Okay, to hide happiness of Islam, not to call people for it. You know, a person who knows Tawheed, monotheism, and he felt really that it is true love, it's true happiness to be a monotheist, to be only for Allah, only for by Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam way, which is the first two confessions of Islam, first pillar of Islam. He loves it and he enjoyed it and he knew it. Why he become greedy? Why doesn't he call the others to this happiness? Why to hide it for himself alone? Why not? That's the, but you cannot call people without the evidence. You have to have the evidence. Now, little bit go higher and higher later on, you will see that you need to have not only the evidence, also to know the evidence of the rejectors or the enemies or the ring groups to answer them. And that's further still. But okay, don't go so far. We start with piece by piece. Later on, see Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah as an example, where he is one of the best examples you can say. He used to know the novelty or bid'ah of the others better than them. As an example, he knew the novelty of Ahmadis or Rifa'i. They came to him to discuss with him and to make a dialogue about their bid'ah and it's correct. He said, wait, this is not your bid'ah. Your bid'ah has been changed. Your bid'ah started with such and such person 200 years ago with this and this. Then you change such and such person. Then he knew their bid'ah better than them. And he had the answers for that. So people were shocked. They cannot say anything because he knows their belief better than them. He knows the belief of Kafirin better than them, Christians and Jews and the others. And he answers them, subhanAllah. Of course, a person like this, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be merciful with him. Yani, we need people like this. Sheikh Ahmad did that as an example, rahmatullah alayhi. How was he? He was a person who knows the Christians or Christianity better than a lot of Christians. And he can easily put them in trouble. From their own books or scriptures which has been changed. SubhanAllah. How is this? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the help to know their deen, to answer their... Of course, this is a further step or higher step to go later on. But we're talking here in this case to know the evidence of Islam that you believe. So when you call people to Islam, you can answer them there. From where you get this? This is what Allah said. This is what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So these further steps, we'll talk about them later on, inshaAllah ta'ala. Yes.
Islam is full submission to the oneness of Allah.
Okay. Here he will define the word Islam. Yes? Uh-huh.
Obedience and disavowing shirk. That is associating partners with Allah in worship. And those who commit it. It has three levels. Islam, okay. Iman and Ihsan. And each level has its own pillar.
Well, this really one paragraph needs a lot of talking. I was checking it today. It's containing a lot of matters that we really need to talk about. Take an example. First of all, the definition of Islam. What is it? Muslim is Islam, is Islam. That means that who is Allah? Allah is Allah. What is it? What is this? This is water. Yes, water is water. Did I say anything? What is water? Water is water. Did I say anything? Did I explain anything? No. So here is Islam. We have to really define Islam to know what I'm talking about. Islam contains actually, in the definition of Islam, we have 3 points to say. First of all, full submission. To what? Full submission to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In what? In his rububiyya, in his uluhiyya, and in his names and qualities. In his lordship, in his worship, and his names and qualities. Each one of these, we have to have full, we're talking about full submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We, as an example, have full submission in the case of rububiyya side of tawheed, to say that nobody knows the ghaib except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the unseen world. قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who broke this? Shia or Rafida. They say Ali ibn Abi Talib and his descendant children know the ghaib. So they fell into shirk on what side? Rububiyya side. So full submission to say that we believe that Allah is one subhanahu wa ta'ala in his rububiyya, his lordship. And he is one subhanahu wa ta'ala in his uluhiyya. And he is one subhanahu wa ta'ala in his names and qualities. So full submission. That's one part of it. The second part is obedience. What do you mean by obedience in here? Obedience in here means to do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to do. As much as we can. Because doing, not like, not to do. On doing, we have to do it as much as we can. As Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in the hadith, إِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. As Allah told us in the ayah, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Huh? But in the case of don't, no. وَإِذَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. When Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم tells us not to do something, we have to stop doing it. We have to refrain. There's no case of استطاعة here, or if I can or cannot. No. Yes, you are ordered to pray 5 times a day with jama'ah. If you cannot for any reason, for one day you did not, you were not capable to wake up for Al-Fajr to pray with jama'ah or in time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your excuse. Okay, if you cannot for some reason, you have made the clock or the alarm and everything, but you couldn't for some reason. Okay, not every day. Some people say, okay, every day. No, not every day. You cannot. Every day is not excuse, you know. But one day you are tired, you sleep late, huh? You were in the messenger or something, you know, for da'wah, and you sleep late, and then Al-Fajr time came and you, the alarm clock did not work. Okay, so however, the case of this excuse, now that's in doing. طيب not to do, and not to do, no. Not to do, there is no excuse. Unless, يعني محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث, إذا أمرتكم بأمر فأتوا منه ما استطعتم. As much as you can. وإذا نهيتكم عن شيء أو أمر فاجتنبوه. يعني خلاص, don't do it. So, obedience in here is to obey Allah سبحانه وتعالى and obey محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم in every order. They order us to do and to stop everything they told us not to do. That's the obedience. That's in the second part of case of what? Huh? Islam. طيب. The third part of it. Disavowing. طيب. Or we can call it deny. What? Shirk. Shirk. Oh, this word is so ugly. But here the translator again made a mistake. He said associating partners with Allah in worship. Why to make it only one worship? Should be in worship and lordship and then the court. Shirk is not only in worship. Okay? Shirk could be in all these three. Can that say? So we should add here also and lordship and then the qualities. Okay. Denying shirk is a must. But not only shirk, but also the people who commit it. We have to hate the Judaism, which is now, or Christianity, which is now, not the original one. We have to hate Buddhism. We have to hate Hinduism. Only? No, but we have also to hate the Hindus. We have to hate the Buddhists. We have to hate the Christians. We have to hate the Jew. We have to hate the prophet. We have to hate everyone who did not become a Muslim. Some people say, yeah, Sheikh, this is discrimination. This is prejudice. This is enough. Ya Habibi, go back and read what Allah told us in the Holy Quran. Is it up to me? No. Up to you? No. Up to who? Up to He subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who created us and created the kafirin. And He told us to hate the kafirin. Do we have a choice? Do we have a choice? No, we don't have a choice. We have no choice to hate the kafirin. Even if these kafirin are closer to us. Parents, children, and so on. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من عاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم. سبحان الله العظيم. Even if they are close relatives, fathers, brothers, sons, daughters, so on, wives, we have to hate them. But as we said in the case of Wala and Bara a few weeks ago, we said that hating in here does not mean not to treat good. We have to differentiate between what comes by the heart, love and hate, and what comes by the body or tongue, which is treatment. That's why Allah tells in the Holy Quran, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم. يعني those people who did not fight us, did not kill Muslims, they are peaceful with us. Okay? We are not supposed to kill them. We are not supposed to hurt them. We hate them, yes, but we treat them good. May Allah Ta'ala bring them to Islam. Even if they do not become Muslims, still we can't treat them or are supposed to treat them good. That's why you can find Christians and Jews are living in Islamic countries like Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and so on, Egypt, and so on. They are still living in there since the day where Islam came to these areas. Never been killed, never been forced to become Muslims. Here comes La Ikraha fi al-Deen. If the ruling is for Islam, then we will not force people to become Muslims. If we make jihad now against Europe or America or the West or the East, and we take their countries, and we lose these countries by Islam, we are not going to force people for Islam. Here we say, لا إكراه في الدين. But first of all, we have to move these barriers, these governments who are stopping Islam from spreading. This mass media, which is making a bad image of Islam, we have to take it and show Islam to people, then they can have their own freedom to accept Islam or not. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. That's when, after Islam is there, after Islam. But now actually what's happening is that those kafirin, especially Jews, are really making a very bad, they are destroying the image of Islam by this mass media, by their military, by this and that. So يعني back to the case of hating the kafirin, it's not up to us. We are ordered by the one who created us and created the kafirin to hate them, so we hate them. Even if they are our relatives. And we are ordered also to treat them in different ways upon their situation, whether peaceful kafirs or fighter kafirs. So this is the definition of Islam. طيب. Then comes the point that Deen is three levels. Okay, now we need to make an example, actually, to make it easy for us. We can make, just imagine now that we have three circles. Three circles. Three circles, okay, as he drawn here. Three circles, each one is inside the other. The major or the biggest circle is Islam. Another circle is inside, that's Iman. Another circle is inside, that's Islam. So Deen is three circles, but actually these circles are not the same level. By the way, yes, wider, little bit smaller, smaller than that, the smallest. Okay? But actually they are not the same level. Ihsan is higher. Then comes Iman, then comes Islam. So in this case, the person who is in Ihsan, is he a mu'min? The person who is in Ihsan or Muhsin, is he a mu'min also? Is he a Muslim also? Say the person who is in Islam, but out of these two circles, is he a mu'min?
No.
Is he a Muhsin? No. How is this? Allah told us in the Holy Quran, when these Bedouins who came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those Arab, because Arab who lived in the desert in that time, came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, Ya Rasulallah, Aslam, Aamanna. قالت الأعراب, Allah told us in the Holy Quran, قالت الأعراب آمنا. يعني we are believers. إيمان. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا كم مؤمن اسلام ولكن قولوا أسلمنا say only أسلمنا we got into the gate of Islam so we are in the area the first biggest circle the bigger circle outside of إيمان outside of إحسان so we are Muslims now and this Muslim is a Muslim and if he dies now he will go to Jannah inshallah but if he have any contradictions of Islam he will leave one of these gates or these exits out of the veils of the gate of the palace of Islam let's give another example imagine a palace which has a fence and a gate in the front and there are exits on the fence itself to go out one of them written shirk another one written magic another one written mocking to the religion another one written helping the kafirin against the mu'mineen these are exits so person say now we have a kafir he comes to say I want to become a Muslim okay say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah he got into the gate now he is now here in Islam area now did he get into the building no not yet building is iman and the living room is the ihsan you got the example clear so this person now got into the gate to the palace but he did not get into the building yet he's not in the building yet so he is a Muslim if he continues to get into iman the building okay otherwise if he goes right or left to one of these gates shirk or mocking to religion he will be out again in the kufr area out of Islam but if he gets into the building which is iman area then he become a mu'min but he's not muhsin yet so he is in this area he is a believer if he gets more ibadah more worshiping more good deeds more good deeds more da'wah more working for Islam then inshallah he will get into the ihsan area where he is a muhsin and ihsan of course as we say later on inshallah is the top area may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that it is the top area that very limited people go to that area very limited people starting with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم his brothers and Nabiyyin صلى الله عليه وسلم so in this case these are three levels these are three levels of deen we have to put it in mind not every person accepts Islam means he is a mu'min or a believer or muhsin but it is gradually so he's going like little bit up until he comes to ihsan area okay
the first level Islam Islam has five pillars the two testimonies that Allah is the one is the only one worthy of being worshipped and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his messenger establishing the five daily prayers
okay of course every Muslim almost knows that Islam has five pillars right طيب and the first pillar is ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan rasulullah testimony and we have been through this la ilaha illallah so many times and we never feel bad to say it again and again because we love this word because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves it so we love it طيب first pillar of Islam is shahadatayn the testimony the two testimonies just to say it means the person is getting to Islam and if he dies without praying before the prayer time without fasting before Ramadan without paying zakah before the year complete with enough money and nisab and before the time of Hajj and if he dies just because he said la ilaha illallah Muhammadur rasulullah he died at once he is inshallah in Jannah that's not only in the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before salah is implemented and the other arkan of Islam even now as I told you the story of that Sri Lankan guy who was in Rawda after he accepted Islam I think after al-Asr and he left before al-Maghrib prayer he did not pray anything no prayer no zakah no fasting no hajj he left and he had an accident and he died may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him in Jannah we hope he is inshallah in Jannah so then how a person just say no prayer no anything why there are some Muslims who pray 50 70 years and before he dies a'udhu billah he become a kafir and he go to hellfire as in the hadith we know and if all of you know طيب so knowing these five pillars is easy but practicing them is not so easy especially the first pillar unfortunately as I said just to remind myself and you that la ilaha illallah unfortunately some Muslim scholars They did not know the true meaning of La ilaha illallah. Is that true? Yes. Go and read the books of some of these Ash'aris or Maturidis and so on who talk about La ilaha illallah. What do they mean? What do they say? They say La ilaha illallah means no creator but Allah. Subhanallah. No creator? Hey, if this is the meaning of La ilaha illallah, why can't we count Abu Jahl and the other prophets of Quraysh are as Muslims? Because they believe it. Who said so? Allah said so. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. They believe that the one who created the sky, the heavens, the earth, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never said that Hubal or Allah or Al-Uzza created the heavens or the earth or this or that. So why don't they become Muslims? So they say La ilaha illallah in this case. No. Abu Jahl is better than these people who do not know the true meaning of La ilaha illallah. أعوذ بالله. كيف هذا؟ It's true. Because Abu Jahl knows the true meaning of La ilaha illallah. That's why he rejected. Because he knows the meaning. La ilaha illallah means that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah ta'ala. And he doesn't want this. He accepted and he believed that the creator and sustainer of the universe is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he never accepted that the only one to be worshipped is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While these scholars, unfortunately, they do not know this meaning. Or they know it incorrectly. So we need really, in first place, for every Muslim now, everyone who knows this, he must first of all know it by himself, practice it by himself, copy before it. When we talk to Muslims, you know why? Some of these scholars, when you ask them, why don't you say something about this grave which is worshipped instead of Allah? They say, this is deed, this is only sins. يعني الحمد لله Muslims say لا إله محمد رسول. Then they say لا إله محمد رسول. They break it with shirk. No, this is not shirk. Subhanallah. Why? They believe that Allah is there. Is that enough? Is that enough to believe that Allah is there and Allah is the creator and sustainer of the universe? Is it enough to become a Muslim? No. They must say La ilaha illallah, understanding the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Knowing the meaning of La ilaha illallah, practicing it in their life. And they are not practicing that too. Actually, they are breaking La ilaha illallah by going to the grave and asking them instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. So he calls them as kafirin. سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ. They are going to go to hellfire because they rejected the worshipping of Allah. Subhanallah. Only they rejected dua. But they were counted as kafirin in this case. Subhanallah. Because they made dua for someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who go to the Ajmir or this, Sayyid Madani, Shah Jalal and so on, or Badawi in Egypt, or graves in Iraq, or Ibn Arabi, or so on in Syria and so on, or Ajarus in Yemen. These people go there and ask them instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness or for cureness or for health or other things. What are they doing? They are breaking this ayah. Totally. So don't say that, oh, we know La ilaha illallah. We did not know La ilaha illallah. Actually, we do not know La ilaha illallah truly. If we knew it, we will love it. And if we love it, we will call people for it. We practice it and call people for it. Are we doing this? Ask yourself this question. Are we really loving La ilaha illallah? Are we really practicing La ilaha illallah in our life? Are we calling people to practice La ilaha illallah? I was with one guy of the old Tablighis. MashaAllah. They are hard workers for Islam. But unfortunately, in the wrong way. He's Saudi. One of the major ones. One of the leaders of Tabligh. And I asked him, did you go to Nizamuddin Awliya in Delhi? He said yes. I said, did you pass by the grave of Muhammad Ilyas Kandahlawi, Zakaria Kandahlawi, Yusuf Kandahlawi, and the wife of Muhammad Ilyas Kandahlawi? Did you pass by the grave? He said yes, but they are out of the mosque. I said, I know, they are out of the mosque. They are out of the masjid. Okay, fine. But did you see the people are asking them instead of Allah? He said yes. I said, did you get angry for that? Or did you just go like a sheep to this mosque and pray? How can you call yourself a Muslim while you see shirk, polytheism happening and you are not getting angry for it? Is that a Muslim? Is it called a Muslim? Say, no. We call them different way. No, don't call them different way. Call them the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam call them? Did he go and say, okay, khalas ya Quraysh, we have a deal. You worship my God once, and you shall worship your God. They wanted this. They came to Muhammad and saying, why don't you worship our God 1 year, worship your God 1 year? Did he accept? طيب for the sake of da'wah let's accept. No, we cannot. The same thing for these people who say Islam tawheed is only for your personal life, but for the politics, for the economics, for the social life, there is another deen. There is democracy, which is another deen. There is this, there is that. No, ya habibi. Exactly what these hypocrites, the polytheists of Quraysh requested Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala asked them, "Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, la abudu ma ta'bud." And you are saying to these democrats, people, we say, "Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, la abudu ma ta'bud," because they want us to worship their god, which is democracy, outside of the mosque, and worship Allah in the mosque. Yani they want us to keep deen of Islam in the mosque only, and after the out of the mosque, use any other regulations and legislation. In work, riba is no problem. In the parliament, use democracy, no problem. Where is Islam? Islam is only in the mosque. That's what they are trying to do, is just to keep Islam in the mosque only. Exactly what they did on Europe to the church. Only Sunday, 1 hour in the week, go to the church and worship idols. And when you leave the church, خلاص, don't talk about Christianity. Subhanallah al-Azim. And they are trying to do the same thing for Islam. No, Islam cannot accept this. Islam cannot accept this. Islam is a complete way of life. So we have to take it. That is really why this happened among Muslims, because they did not understand the true meaning of La ilaha illallah. If they understand that La ilaha illallah means none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, then they will not accept democracy. They will not accept riba, laws, and regulations. They will not accept this and that. All these things which is rejecting, confessing Islam, they will reject. They will not go to the graves and ask them instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So worshipping the graves or worshipping the parliament is the same, or worse maybe. We have to put this in mind. So we always remember that La ilaha illallah is not only a word to say by tongue. It's a word to say by tongue, but also before that, to be by heart, also to be by practice. Then we go to the next step, which is Salah kiss. Of course, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believing in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a must. It's the same confession, or the same pillar actually.
Yeah. Establishing the 5 daily prayers, paying the obligatory charity, zakah.
Establishing here is the incorrect word, again. I'm sorry, I'm intervening into English meanings, but I have to say. Establishing? No. Iqamat al-salah means, as we said a few months ago, what? Straight in salah. Make salah straight. Not just to pray or establish. Iqamat al-salah, what's the iqamah in Arabic, as we said? To stand truly with complete salat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only to pray. There's a big difference between the word pray or establish prayer and with the word iqamat al-salah. So iqamah means to straighten the salah, exactly as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to do. To feel that you are in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we see in Ihsan al-Tarah, inshaAllah. To feel that you are seeing Allah. If you don't, He is seeing you.
Paying the obligatory charity zakah, fasting the month of Ramadan, and performing pilgrimage to the sacred house of Allah, Kaaba. The evidence for the testimony of the oneness of Allah is the saying of Allah, which means Allah proclaims that none has a right to be worshipped but He and the angel. And those having knowledge also give this witness. He always maintains His creation in justice. None has the right to be worshipped but He, the Almighty, the All One. Ali Imran 18. The meaning of this is, nothing is worthy of being worshipped except Allah, which negates the right of everything else being worshipped besides Allah. The words except Allah confirm that worship is only for Allah, as He has no partners in His kingdom.
Here comes the 2 points I have to remember. The first point is the La ilaha illallah itself has 2 pillars, as you know. Negating or negative and affirmative. To clean and to bring. As you remember the cup or the glass, you cannot use a glass full of sand to put some water and drink in it. You have to throw out or clean out from the sand and clean it out, then you can put a water or a juice and drink it. Same thing for the heart. You have to clean it out from any other god. Then you bring the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into it. Only. only Allah. Allah does not accept any partner. So it has two pillars, to move and to put. لا إله خلاص, no God. إني الله except Him سبحانه وتعالى. No one deserves to be worshipped except Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Clean put. Then the second point, some people say, as I said, you know, some scholars say they do not understand the meaning of La ilaha illallah because they have a problem in here. They have ta'wil. They have a twisting. They say, how do you say none has the right to worship except Allah ta'ala, while Allah ta'ala have already mentioned that there are some other gods? Allah ta'ala said in the ayah, فَمَا أَغْنَتْ عَنْهُمْ آلِهَتُهُمْ أَلَّتِي يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. آلِهَتُهُمْ means so many gods. So they do not do any good thing for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned their God. So He called them God. How can you say no God but Allah in them? We are not saying no God but Allah. Because this will contradict with the reality. There are a lot of God. Yes, false God. True, Allah calls them God. That's why you say none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. Not no God but Allah. No God but Allah will break into this. Allah said there is a God. So how you are breaking, you are rejecting Holy Quran. If you say no God but Allah, you are rejecting Holy Quran. Of course, we are not saying this, but this is the meaning of it. فَمَا أَغْنَتْ عَنْهُمْ آلِهَتُهُمْ. آلِهَتُهُمْ means so many gods. So Allah calls them God. So we need in this case to change the meaning of La ilaha illallah, or the translation of La ilaha illallah, from saying no God but Allah to saying none has the right to be worshipped but Allah. Then we say no true God but Allah. Okay, this could be, but still. You should put it in the true meaning, which is La ilaha in Arabic means what? Ilah means the one who is worshipped with what? Ilah in Arabic means the one who is worshipped with love. Not the creator. No. Ilah in Arabic is talking about the uluhiyya side. The worshipping side. So we have to put it as it is said in Allah Ta'ala, Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes. So I also hear a point. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. طيب, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing His lordship as an evidence that He is the only one deserves to be worshipped. He has, did anybody say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have a partner in His lordship? That He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the skies with such and such person? No. Almost all human beings, never said that there is another helper or partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in creating. Even Christians and Jews and the others, they never said that the creator of this benefit is Jesus or Uzair or others. But actually, that's why we say if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who created, then He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one deserves to be worshipped. So we take His lordship as an evidence for His deserving worship. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes.
The proof of this is in the saying of Allah, which means, and remember when Ibrahim said to his father and his people, verily, I am innocent of what you worship, except Him. That is, I worship none but Allah alone, who did create me, and verily, He will guide me. And He made it, that is, La ilaha illallah. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah alone. A word lasting among His offspring, through monotheism, that they may turn back, that is, to repent to Allah to receive admonition. Az-Zukhruf 26:28.
Thank you. This ayah actually, one of the major and important ayat in Holy Quran and the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking about al-wala and al-bara. And it's giving a practical example of the father of anbiya, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Listen to this ayah. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ. Now Ibrahim is talking to his father and his people, what is he saying to them? وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ إِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ. I am free of. I am free of what you are worshipping. Huh? But not the point here, accept him. Why he said accept him? Why? Because some of Ibrahim, or actually Ibrahim's people, they used to worship Allah and others. So he did not say that he's free of what they were worshipping, because they are worshipping also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He cannot say, I'm free of worshipping Allah. إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي, except him subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created me. That's very important point to put in mind. If you say, people say, why he say إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي here? Why? Because those people of Ibrahim used to worship Allah plus the others, or with the others. But he, the other hadith,
he also said, say.
Meaning, there is nothing, but you should always say, we never say Allah said and say it in English. We say, have to say meaning.
He also said, which means, say, O Muhammad, O people of the scripture, Jews and Christians, come to a word that is just between us and you, that we worship none but Allah alone, and that we associate no partners with him, and that none of us shall take others as lords beside Allah. Then, if they turn away, say, bear witness that we are Muslims. Ali Imran 64.
In this ayah, also, a story from Allah Ta'ala to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to talk to these people of the book, Jew and Christians, to call them to a word, come to a word. What is this word? La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Because if they say it, meaning the meaning of it, practicing in their life, freeing of any contradiction with it, then they are Muslims. Christian and Jew cannot reject it actually, if they become true, but they actually run away from it. They run away from it. Some Muslims are also running away from it. They do not run away from the word as to say, they are running away from the meaning of it. Because they know if they accept the true meaning of La ilaha illallah, they will never go to this grace or to this parliament to worship someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes.
The evidence for the testimony to the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the saying of Allah, which means, verily, there has come unto you a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from amongst yourself, that is, whom you know well. It grieves him that you should receive any injury or difficulty. He, Muhammad, is anxious over you to be rightly guided, to repent to Allah and beg him to pardon and forgive your sins in order that you may enter paradise and be saved from the punishment of the hellfire. For the believer, he is full of pity, kind and merciful. At-Tawbah 128.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much he suffered to save us from hellfire. How much sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he suffered to save his ummah from hellfire. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi. The only thing we can say all with that, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim, ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Wabarak ala Muhammad, ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim, ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. We have always to recite salah on him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to give him some of his rights on us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes.
The implication of the testimony of the message of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that one obeys him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in all that he ordered, believes him in all that he informed, refrains from all that which he prohibited, and that Allah is not to worship except through what he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, legislated. That is what he conveyed.
Allahumma salli wa sallam. Yes, this is the meaning of Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Not to say it by tongue only, not to just, yani, it has really important point to be in there, is that to obey him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every what he has told us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And believe him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in everything he has told us, because he does not say it from his own, or from his own mind. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, refrain from whatever he told us not to do. He told us not to get close to zina, or to alcohol, or to this or that. Most important, he told us not to fall into shirk. As we will see inshallah later on, we have to refrain from it. And the last point is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his sunnah or by his legislation or by his sharia. Not to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by any other way. Not things that we have from our own mind. Not from the sheikhs they have told us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a different way. Only by the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing, no worshipping will be accepted unless it is by the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether he ordered it by his son sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he did it by himself and told us to follow him, or it's done by his sahaba, the four khalifa after him, as he told us in the hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي تمسكوا بها وعضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Every بدعة, every novelty is in hellfire, is wrong way, wrong doing. Every بدعة, whatever. And بدعة, as we said before, is to do something not declared by Allah or by Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in عبادة صحيح. Of course, in life side, no problem. We're talking about ibadah. Yeah, nobody comes and make milad for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting Holy Quran and reading his seerah. Nobody comes and make dhikr in different way. Hay, hay, hoo, hoo, or melody ways on after salah, and so on. No way, no. Nobody comes and make niyyah before salah. And stand about 5 minutes reciting this niyyah. Allahumma inni nawaitu an usalli. And he brings the life story of the imam. I have attended, huh, and I have intention to pray after Abdullah al-Musa in such and such mosque, in such and such area, in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, in the year of such and such. Subhanallah al-Azim. Who told him to do so? They made a mistake of understanding one word of Ash-Shafi'i rahimahullah. He made a word to say that every salah should be preceded by a say. They think this is niyyah. No, this is Allahu Akbar. Takbir. But they made a mistake thinking that they are supposed to make niyyah before salah. And always drop this question to them, they cannot answer it. And this making this niyyah by heard voice, who are you telling? Telling the people around you? This is riyah, shirk. Telling Allah, astaghfirullah, this is kufr. Telling yourself, you are not okay. This person is not okay. So, in this case, they cannot answer this. طيب, what is known by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is told by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this case, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands to the Qibla and say, Allahu Akbar. And niyyah is inside. You don't need to say it by tongue. Back again, to close this tonight inshaAllah, is to say that every worshipping must have two conditions to be accepted. Only for Allah, only by the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is a result for Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, baraka nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. If you have any question for the subject, let's start with this. No. Yes, directly, but it's not a must. If they can do it, if they are like supposed to, a group of ladies in a place like whatever, in an area, in a hall, adhan no, but iqama yes, because adhan they can accept or get enough with the adhan of imam. Yes, one lady can make a jama'ah, imam for them. For ladies, not for men. Not for ladies. Yes, they can say iqama with not loud voice, with voice they can hear. No. Even single man. One man is praying, is making iqama for what? Iqama is to let people know. Who are you looking? So no need to make iqama for a person who is making salah by himself only.
What is the meaning of
iqama? Adhan is what? Adhan. Iqama is to make iqama for salah. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة تسد إقامة إقامة means أقامة means the person who stand up but actually as you said to straighten صلاة straighten صلاة the way of محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم to Allah سبحانه وتعالى only. Yes, you had a question?
Like in Islam, like it's allowed for like Muslim man to marry like Jewish or Christian woman, but isn't like nowadays they're actually mushrikeen?
They are actually from the time of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم مشركين. But they are counted as Ahlul Kitab to differentiate them from the other pure مشركين. Otherwise they are falling into shirk. يعني they are worshipping Jesus. عيسى. They are worshipping, Jew are worshipping Uzair are worshipping the money. So they are مشركين actually. But Allah calls them Ahlul Kitab, so we call them Ahlul Kitab. To differentiate them from the pure مشركين who are worshipping stations which is clear. Okay, and a woman of Ahlul Kitab should be clean. And I believe there is no clean woman among them. وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ الَّذِينَ وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ. So, المحصنات here means what? The lady who never done the bad thing or go out with the people and make zina. Actually, you cannot find a kitabiyya who is still virgin, almost. Almost. As they said in the West, and I remember in the United States, they say a girl who is 14 years old and she's still virgin, she must be taken to a psychiatrist, a doctor to see, because she's not okay. Because she's still virgin because what? And they say, they have a term say, sex at 8 or it's too late. So how can you find a clean Ahlul Kitab lady in there? No, you cannot. So that's so easy now. Even, they don't do this for money, by the way. As they said in the United States, you cannot find, what you call it, a lady who's selling herself. Why? Clean? No, because there's a lot of free women without money. You get the point? Say in Arabic, say, اختفت البغايا لا من الطهري ولكن بمنافسة الهاويات. الهاويات, those girls who are doing this for nothing. Just for enjoyment. يعني, yes, I remember. Some of my friends, they said, we cannot find a place where to buy a night for a girl. You cannot find a girl for money. Why? Clean woman, mashallah. No. Because they are free. You can't find them anywhere. Free. She is looking for you. A'udhu billah. So don't expect, you can, for myself, I don't know, but I don't expect that to find these clean women among the Ahlul Kitab. Nasallahu al-afiyah. And Muslims are, ladies, unfortunately, they are thinking that to be advanced and civilized, you have to copy the kafiri. Kafirat. Nasallahu al-afiyah. Okay, meat, still. Meat as long as it's by Ahlul Kitab, not by the true kafirin, mushrikeen and the others. Yes, still. Unless you know for sure that this place is killing not with Bismillah, not with the way, the correct way, yani by electricity or by this or this way, then you're not supposed to eat. Yani, now we are receiving chicken, do as an example, it's not advertisement. Do or this Brazilian sadia or, huh? As much as we know, it's killed by Islamic, okay, inshallah. As they say, it's killed by. Although this was printed on the books or cartons, it's not accepted. But what can we say? As we, once we receive a carton written, carton of fish, a fish written, killed by Islamic way. So, but what we say, we'll accept that because they say they killed it in any Islamic way. We accept it. Unless we know otherwise, and we know that it is killed wrong way by electricity or by other way. Yes.
Like halal meat.
Halal meat, yeah.
Halal meat.
Halal meat, no. But it's a new one. Allah, add this one. So halal samak now, and this is... Subhanallah al-Azim. Subhanallah al-Azim. Any question? What should we close? JazakumAllah khair for...